Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we indeed are going to talk about food, glorious food, and we have on the phone with us today Libby Mahaffney, and she is here to tell us about a great company that she is with, and I can't wait to hear the beginnings of it and how we can take advantage of it here in Hastings as well. First of all, Libby, welcome to KDWA.
Thanks for having me today.
Well, Libby, first of all, you're a local woman at one time. Tell us about where you grew up.
Yeah, so I grew up on what is now County Road 46, so the road to Coates, Minnesota, about 5 miles out of town and very near, I think my grandma was telling me, to Dan, who owns the radio station KDWA, and his family grew up down the road from us. So my family still lives there. My parents do, and my grandmother still lives next door. And I think Hastings is just a great little town. And we're now in Invergrove Heights, so not too far away.
Can you give a shout out to your parents and grandparents so that people know who they are?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd like to say hi to my parents, Chuck and Becky Mann. That's my maiden name. My grandma, Shirley Roddy, and my godparents, Chick and Norma Kimmis, all of which are very active in Hastings.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Libby, first of all, I have heard great things about your company, which is called Fam Fair Kitchen. If people have not heard about it, can you tell us a little bit about the history of how this came about?
Yeah, so Fam Fair Kitchen has, this is our third name for the company, but our purpose and our mission has always been the same, and that has been to make hot, homemade, family-style meals so families can find time to share a meal together at the table.
Libby, tell me about your other names. What were they?
Yeah, well, that's a good story. We started as the Speakeasy Kitchen Marine because we were operating illegally out of my kitchen when we started. Mm-hmm. So it was our little illegal operation, and, you know, we were distributing meatloaves and such. And then we had to change the name. Our attorneys were like, this kind of is misleading, because we then started at a commercial kitchen. So we changed our name to Weeknight Kitchen, which we loved, and we had that name until this April. We opened up our first commercial space, and we had some different newspaper coverage. And I think what happened is that NPR Radio has a e-newsletter under their show called The Splendid Table, and they had an e-newsletter that was called The Weeknight Kitchen, and they basically sent us a cease and desist, and that we had to change our name, even though we were not the same thing. And they were quite persistent. So we had to do another name change, which is really a kind of a daunting task. You would think that it sounds like an easy thing, but so many names are already registered, and the websites are gone, or they've been already trademarked. So Fam Fair is now the name Fam Fair Kitchen, which really stands for Family Fair, which is what we do.
I think it's fabulous. So for people that want to check you out online, can you give the address?
Yes. So we are now at famfairkitchen.com, and that's F-A-M as in Mary, Fair, F-A-R-E, kitchen.com.
Tell us a little bit about how this works. We go online then.
Yeah. So I'll kind of step it back. So how it works, really, at the most fundamental part of it, is that we have a commercial kitchen, and it's located at 52 and 494, so in South St. Paul, kind of by Gerton's, if you guys know what Gerton's is. And we have a central kitchen, and we make everything there. So we'll take a recipe that might have been my mom's or my grandma's, and we basically multiply that family recipe 200 times.
Oh, my gosh.
And we make meals. So we might make 200 pans of this. We made 200 pans of ravioli bake, which we make a homemade bolognese sauce, and we ladle it over the raviolis and bake it off, and we make all these salad dressings in this commercial space. And then at 2:30, we take all of these meals out of the ovens, and we basically do this assembly line production to get them packaged up and ready to go. And then we ship them all over the Twin Cities in these catering bags and boxes the food is hot and fully prepared. So when it arrives to the location, be it a residential area or a corporation, when you are coming home at the end of the day, the meal is hot and fully prepared and ready for you to really share with your family. So that's kind of what we actually do.
So when you say that there are all these people preparing, how many people is this?
Well, we have it is a slim team. So it's myself. I have a business partner. Her name is Jen. She's originally from Pittsburgh, but we have been longtime friends at this point. My mom, Becky Mann, and she actually is kind of the kitchen aficionado. She used to be the head cook at Kennedy Elementary School for like 30 years in Hastings. And so she brings a wealth of knowledge about cooking for mass quantities to the kitchen. And then we have a couple people from South St. Paul who come in and help us prep. So the preparation is kind of easy. I mean, it's not easy. It's totally insane, but we've kind of figured that part out. And then in terms of like getting things everywhere, we have about 30 different kitchenettes who are mostly women who come to our kitchen marine. So say on a Tuesday, they might come and they might pick up 10 meals and they're going to take them to, well, actually the girl, Taylor Berg is from Hastings. So her parents come and they pick up all of the meals that are going to their residence in Hastings. They pick it up at 4 o'clock and everything's hot. They bring it to their house and then there'll be about 20 people who pick up from the Berg residence in Hastings anytime between 4:30 and 6.
So how do the Bergs keep it nice and warm?
Yeah, so everything, when they pick it up, it's all packaged in these insulated bags and boxes, I guess you could say. So it's like imagine a pizza delivery box, but way bigger. Keeps everything really hot and food safe for like 4 hours.
Wow.
So we're always within that window.
So you prepare one meal. It's the same meal that you prepare at your kitchen. And then that meal goes out to everybody.
Yes. So our menu changes weekly. And people have asked us, our menu changes weekly. We have thought about adding different menu options. But when we're cooking at that for that many people, what we found is that it really only works if we're doing one thing.
Right.
So we do no substitutions, no special orders. It's kind of old school. It's like you get what you get and you don't cause a fit.
Remember, that's kind of how we grew up.
Yeah, it is how we grew up. And then like when it was on the table, you ate it.
You ate it. But you grew up in the country. For sure, that's how it was in the country.
Yeah, and that's how it is in my house still. Now, that is how it works here. And I think there's something to be said about that.
There absolutely is. I love this.
I'm not a short order cook here. And tonight we're having meatloaf and potatoes. And we try to make the meals, so all the meals are really designed to be family friendly, Marine. Obviously, we expect and hope that parents love the meals and they're designed for parents too, really. But meaning that all of the meals kind of have different components. So say your kid, just detests carrots. Well, they're going to be able to have a piece of meatloaf and a bite of potato and some salad. And, everyone's going to live.
Well, I just go down some of the lists that you have? And this is just incredible. Chicken Alfredo bake with broccoli, field greens, and fresh bread. Oh, my gosh, that sounds great. And then another meal is Martha's meatloaf. So who's Martha?
Martha Stewart.
Oh, Martha Stewart. I thought it was your mom or somebody. Okay. Martha.
No.
So it's Martha's meatloaf, baby red carrot, baby reds, and penny carrots with a side salad and fresh bread. Yummy, yummy. Another of your great meals, pulled pork sandwiches, Becky's baked beans. Who's Becky?
That is my mom. Actually.
Oh, that is.
That's her. That is her. I'll claim that one.
Coleslaw and then strawberry fluff. Yum. And then it looks like, this is a perfect thing for a day like today. Chicken and dumplings with spinach berry salad and poppy dressing. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And then ravioli, chicken chow mein, tater tot hot dish, goulash. The list goes on and on. Wonderful, wonderful menu. And how did you come up with what you thought? Does it change seasonally?
Yeah, it does kind of change seasonally. The menu is really kind of designed, again, to kind of please parents and kids. We're trying to make stuff that you would probably make like on the weekday if you had the time and energy for a mom, if she had time and energy to do it. We're kind of just trying to create meals that maybe we grew up with, because my mom worked until 2:30, but a lot of moms today are working until 5 o'clock, and to be honest, they kind of bear the burden of putting dinner on the table. It's different in every household, obviously, but so we just try to create classic menus that, like I said, we would have grown up with, or we would serve our own family. So the strawberry flop, that's just a funny thing that my grandma used to make. And it's, you know, jello and pudding and marshmallows.
Oh, yum.
And fresh strawberries. I mean, this is what people maybe used to call salad in, like, the 1950s. But it's really fun, and it's good, and your kids are going to eat it. And you're going to enjoy it once, you know, once that menu cycle.
And how many will a portion feed?
So all of our meals are designed to serve 4 to 6 people, Maureen. And they come in a 9x13 aluminum pan. So, you know those, like, pans you see everything in? The pans that you're going to bring a casserole with,
sure,
to a potluck, right? Every entree is served in a pan that size. And then the salads, and there's usually 3 components. The salads all come on the side, and we always make a homemade salad dressing, which we will begin selling here, I think, in the next couple weeks. But, and then a 3rd component, which is usually like a loaf of bread or some sort of accoutrement, I guess, that goes with it. But like I said, they feed 4 to 6 people, and they're always $40, no matter what we're making. So it's really affordable in my book. We do all of the shopping. We do all of the prep. There's no cleanup.
Oh, my gosh.
And time is money, and wasted groceries is money. So we hope that people think that $40 is a very fair price.
So when you were kicking around this idea, had you made meals for other people? What is your background?
Yeah, so, well, my background is not in cooking, that's for sure. But I grew up in a family. My mom was an entertainer, and so I had seen her prepare, and my husband and I had also liked to entertain. So the cooking part wasn't really that nerve-wracking for me. But my background is in marketing and sales, so I did not have any, like, professional training in cooking. But what I did have was an understanding of all of my friends and family who are my age, who are working full-time and struggling to make it all happen, right? So I understood their problems, and I kind of was like, I think I could help these families. So we started cooking out of my kitchen here in Invergrove Heights, and I had, like, 15 neighbors and friends try it with me for 5 weeks. And so I cooked for 15 families out of my kitchen, and at the end of the 5 weeks, they all said, wait, you're not going to do this anymore? What are we going to do now? And so I said, well, you know, that's awesome. Okay, people liked this. Let's see what we can do next. And it just kind of grew from there. And, you know, learning how to cook and prepare things in, like, huge quantities has been a learning curve. And sometimes it doesn't work out, just like things don't work out in your own kitchen, right? And I'm honest with our clients, and I'm like, this didn't really work out the way that we planned. But we make everything from scratch, so it's real what happens in the kitchen. And sometimes things get overdone, or sometimes things get a little salty. But it's always really good, wholesome, homemade food.
So if somebody's in our listening area, how far out do you cover? I'm on your website, and I see lots of locations.
So, like I said, our kitchen's in South St. Paul, and we deliver as far as Farmington, Prior Lake, Edina, Woodbury, Invergrove, Hastings, obviously, Eagan, a lot of areas. Basically, if you're in the Southeast Metro, we are someplace in your proximity, and we are adding new locations, like, all the time. Both our residential pickup locations and our corporate locations. So we also deliver to corporations where people are, you know, grabbing their meals on the way out of the office.
That would be such a dream, wouldn't it?
Look, I mean, I want to order. I feel like that guy from, like, Hair Club for Men. I want to order from me because, yeah, it would be a dream.
I mean, there is nothing nicer than having a meal delivered to you, to have this opportunity for you to decide what night you might want a meal. Ordering is real easy, I know. Can you explain that to people?
Yeah, so you kind of order. It's a little unique, I guess I would say, but it's very easy. So if you go to our website and you're interested in looking at it, you can go to our website and click on order. And that will take you to a page that has a like a list of days and locations. You're like, well, you know, Tuesday nights, my kids are in this, this, and this. But Wednesday nights, we would love to sit down for dinner. You kind of scroll down, and you say live in Hastings. So you see that in Hastings, we deliver there. We actually deliver there on Tuesdays. And then you click on the location that is most convenient to you, okay? Then that takes you to a page. It's a Sign Up Genius page, and it lists all of our menus. And then at that point, you can opt in for the meals that are of interest to you and your family. So there's no subscription. You just choose the meals that you want. And you need to order 24 hours in advance because, you know, the meals are big. So it's not like we can just whip them up sometimes. So 24 hours in advance. Just say you click, you know, I want the dumplings and I want the pork chow mein and I want this, this, this. Then you just process your payment and you'll get a receipt that says, hey, thank you. And then on that week that you order, you're going to get a reminder email that says, hey, don't forget, tomorrow you're going to pick up dinner at this location anytime between this 90-minute window. And then that's when the magic happens. You just show up and wow. Then some kind face is waiting for you and they hand you your homemade meal and then you pop back in your car and go home and share a meal with your family.
A homemade meal.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
Well, you're pretty great, and I'm so happy for you, Libby. It sounds like this is not only a great concept, but it's really fun to see it catching on. And people want to learn more. The company is called Fam Fair Kitchen, and you can go to famfairkitchen.com, and we will put this information on our KDWA Facebook page as well. Congratulations to you, and congratulations to your mom and to Jen. I know that a lot of people in Hastings will recognize all of your names, and hopefully this is something people can take advantage of. Thank you so much, Libby Mahaffey, and she is here today to tell us about her company, famfairkitchen.com, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.